This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has stressed to have a permanent solution to border demarcation with China by rejuvenating the established mechanism and called for bridging the trust deficit created between the two nations after the 2020 border standoff. New Delhi also underlined the need for maintaining peace and tranquility along the Indo-China border and solving issues through a structured roadmap of permanent engagement and de-escalation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart Admiral Dong Yun on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Defense Ministers meeting in China. India has held discussions with Russia over the supply of S-400 systems, Su-30 MKI upgrades and procurement of critical military hardware in expeditious time frames. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh held a bilateral meeting with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov in Qingdao on the sidelines of SCO Defense Ministers meeting. The two ministers held in-depth discussions on a range of issues covering current geopolitical situations, cross-border terrorism and Indo-Russian defense cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India has not signed the joint document at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, Defence Ministers meeting in China as one country did not want to make a reference to terrorism. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said the SCO was formed with the objective of fighting terrorism. He said Defence Minister Rajnath Singh clearly said that if there is no mention of terrorism in the joint document, India will not sign it.
Rajnath Ji's view rightly was that without that reference, when the main purpose of that organization is to fight terrorism and you are not allowing a reference to that, I am not prepared to. So I think it is very understandable and sarv sahmati se SCO chalta. So ek desh ne jo hai, unhone kaha ki hum nahi manenge ki atankwad ka kahin jikar hona. Aur Rajnath Ji ne kaha ki agar atankwad ka koi isme jikar nahi hai, to hum log jo hai wo statement nahi mante.
The world-famous annual Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra began in Puri today. The holy town of Puri is witnessing an overwhelming spiritual spectacle as the Yatra began with grandeur and devotion. Lakhs of devotees from across India and abroad have gathered to participate in this sacred event. India is exporting 10 diesel electric locomotives of 3,300 horsepower to Mozambique. These locomotives, manufactured by Banaras Locomotive Works, are not only technologically advanced but also have several special facilities for the driver. This includes aesthetic cab design, toilet facilities and refrigerator. These features not only ensure driver comfort but also reflect the quality of the workplace in accordance with international standards. The National Commission for Women has taken Suomuttu cognizance of an incident reported from South Kolkata, where a law student was allegedly gang-raped within the college premises. The commission has written to the Commissioner of Police, Kolkata, and expressed deep concern over the incident, seeking a detailed action taken report within 3 days. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended the week's last trading session on a positive note, rising for fourth consecutive day. Both the indices closed with modest gains of over 0.3%. Amid positive global cues. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, advanced 303 points to close at 84,059. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, gained 89 points to settle at 25,638. The broader market indices at the BSE also closed in positive territory. The mid-cap index added almost 0.4% and small-cap index edged over 0.5% up. The India Meteorological Department has forecast monsoon to cover the entire country in the next 2 to 3 days. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Naresh Kumar said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is predicted over western part of the country today.
The monsoon covers entire country during next 2 to 3 days. And along with that, there is a moderate to heavy rainfall occurring over most part of northwest and east India. If you talk about NCR Delhi, today we are expecting there should be light rainfall. Rainfall activity should increase light to moderate from tomorrow 28th onward, and it will continue till 30th.
In Hockey India Masters Cup, finals of men's and women's category will be played in Chennai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.